Chapter 6. The Search. The Sultan approached the gate of the Grand Palace. It had two doors, one of which was open. Though he could have entered, he thought it best to knock. He knocked softly and waited. Seeing no one and guessing he had not been heard, he knocked harder. He continued knocking, louder and louder, but no one appeared. The Sultan was astonished. He could not understand why such a castle was without inhabitants. "If there is no one, I have nothing to fear. If it is inhabited, I have the means to protect myself," he said to himself, touching his scimitar. At last he entered. When he came to the entrance, he cried, "Is there no one here to receive a stranger? One who only comes for some food and drink as he passes by?" He repeated these same words two or three times. He spoke very loudly but was not answered. The silence increased his astonishment. Next, he came to a large courtyard. He looked on every side for inhabitants but discovered none. He entered the halls. They were grand and hung with silk tapestries. All of the furniture and objects within were made of the finest and richest materials. He came to a wonderful saloon with a fountain in the middle. At each corner of the fountain was a lion of gold. Water streamed from each of the four mouths. As the water fell, it transformed into diamonds and pearls, resembling a stream of water. The castle was circled on three sides by a garden with beds of flowers and decorative bushes. To complete the beauty of the place, birds filled the air with their sweet singing. They were prevented from leaving by large nets spread over the garden and attached to the palace. The Sultan walked from apartment to apartment, finding everything rich and magnificent. After a time, he found himself outside on a porch. He sat down to take in a view of the garden. As he was reflecting on all he had seen, he suddenly heard a sad voice. He listened closely and heard, "Oh, fortune! Put an end to my sadness. How is it possible that I am still alive after all the pain I have suffered?" The Sultan rose up. He walked toward the place where he had heard the voice. He came to the door of a great hall. He opened it and saw a richly dressed young man. He was seated upon a throne raised a little above the ground. A sad expression was on his face. The Sultan drew near and politely greeted him. The young man returned his greeting with an inclination of his head. He said, "My lord, I should rise to receive you, but am held back by a sad fact. Therefore, I hope you will not be upset."
"My lord," replied the Sultan, "I am glad of you having so good an opinion of me. As to the reason of your not rising, whatever your apology may be, I accept it. I was drawn here by your complaints. I am troubled by your sadness. I have come to offer you my help. I hope that you will tell me the history of your troubles. What is the meaning of the lake near the palace where the fish are of four colors? Whose castle is this, and how did you come to be here? Why are you alone?" Instead of answering these questions, the young man began to cry quietly.
"How changeable is fortune!" he cried. "She takes pleasure in pulling down those she has raised. Where are the people who have fortune's favor?"
Moved, the Sultan asked him to tell him the cause of his sadness.
"Alas, my lord," replied the young man, "I shall show you how I suffer."
At these words, the young man lifted his clothes. He showed the Sultan that he was a man only from the head to waist. The bottom half of his body was black marble.
"That which you show me," said the shocked Sultan, "fills me with horror, but excites my curiosity. I am impatient to hear your history, which no doubt must be extraordinary. I am convinced that the lake and the fish must be some part of it. I beg you to speak of it. You may also find some comfort in doing so. Many who are troubled find relief in talking of their hardships."
"I will not refuse your request," replied the young man. though it will remind me of what I have lost. Prepare your ears, your mind, and even your eyes, for my story may exceed all that your imagination can picture.